The best part about it is that I'm having more fun, and my connections with people are deeper than ever. Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you another episode of strategies and practices to help you feel better, perform better, and live your life fully. This week, I'm bringing you a recording from a webinar series I've been running called How to Be Mentally Fit in a Fast-Moving World. We're going to talk about chronic stress, mine and yours, burnout, what it feels like to be in the opposite of burnout, or psychological vigor. It's chock full of information, a lot of vulnerable moments for me, and hopefully a lot of great stuff for you to take out into your own life so that you can feel better and perform better. Enjoy, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Welcome, everyone. Kara Bradley here. I am very excited, a little bit nervous, I have to tell you, because I have a lot to share today, and I have a lot that I want to ask you as well. And I'm going to tell you that I am here today to not hesitate. That's really a challenge for me to say. I don't want to hesitate anymore in what I say, how I am, what I share in the world. And I can feel my voice getting a little shaky as I say that. Because my mission and my purpose actually for putting on this three-part free series, which I've never done, my mission is for us all to stop holding back what's really going on. For us to be able to share completely what we're feeling, and not to worry about what other people may think. So I'm going to tell you, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm getting emotional and it's 1:02. This may be a long hour, guys. But what I want to tell you is that I have held back in my life. I've been a mental professional, a wellness professional for a long time. I have dedicated my life to helping people feel better. And in doing that, I have not always shared what was going on for me. Because when you're out there helping others, as I'm sure many of you are, right? You're in service of others constantly. You hold back the fear that you have, the anxiety that you have, the worry, the hesitation that you have because you care so much what other people think and how your words may land for them. So for many, many years, I have been holding back the inner stress I've been carrying. And I spoke about this last week. The worry, the fear, the hesitation that I've had in just saying it, right? So I had a couple of friends ask me after last week and after the posts that I've been putting out about my own stress. I had some friends, some very good friends, and I thank them for it, say, hey, Kara, truthfully, is this just a way, is your sharing your stress, the adrenal fatigue, the exhaustion, the brain fog, all this stuff you've been talking about, is this just a way to get people on your podcast or to get people on this webinar or to sell the mental wellness company that you're working with now? And I said, absolutely not. It's come to a surprise to a lot of people that I've been suffering in silence with this stress. And that's a good indication that I have not been sharing. And so I'm here to say to you all and to ask you all, what are you holding back? What are you shoving down? Where are you suffering in silence? So for me, the big the Pandora's box that's opened, and I wrote about this in my email yesterday. When I sold my business, Verge Yoga, which happened just weeks ago publicly, I felt this huge exhale. Like, oh, I don't have to pretend anymore. Because for 15 years, I've been feeling like I have this yoga center, right? I am the leader of a yoga center, a meditation center. How can I come out and say, I have adrenal fatigue. I'm burnt out. I am suffering in silence with this incredible it's not self-esteem, but lack of confidence or this inability to just say what I mean and mean what I say because of the business that I have, right? So think about it. If you are a, let's say you're a dentist, you can't really say that your teeth are rotting, right? Or that you know, your teeth are falling out because you haven't taken care of your teeth, right? So think about it. Here I am, this yoga and meditation teacher. I teach flow state, optimal state. How am I going to possibly say that I'm dealing with deeply rooted stress or suffering in silence or feeling separated? So selling the business gave me this opportunity to finally be able to just say it, that as a leader, I've been stressed. And I think that there are a lot of people like me, and you may be one of them, that you are leading a family, you are leading an organization, nonprofit, your teacher, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all leaders in some way or another, and we have to put on face, right? We have to act the part. And I wasn't acting in a way where I was feeling like an imposter. I just was choosing not to share that aspect of my life. So I'm here, this series, and going forward to just share, to walk next to you, to share with you, to hear your story so that we can all just stop it, right? We can all just stop it. Because the way that we are going to start to turn the wheel of suffering in our world is for us to all just step up and not worry about always having the perfect picture on social media and not worrying about always having the right thing to say or knowing the research or having the perfect balanced diet picture to take a picture of and show your friends. You know, it's like, can we just get real? And that's what I'm hoping to do. So this series, How to Be Mentally Fit in a Fast-Moving World, right? That's a lot. Really, what I should have just called it is, let's just all talk about our burnout. Let's talk about the stress that we've been under, and then talk about how the strategies, the psychological, the physiological strategies that help us to navigate this world. So that's what I want to talk about with you all today. So I'm going to ask some brave souls to step up as we get into this. Last week, I asked a couple of good friends. This week, I didn't ask anybody. So it's up to you. There's no planted. I'm going to be honest, right? This is all about being honest. Last week, I planted some people. Didn't tell them what to say or ask them, you know, what to ask. I just said, will you be willing to go live? And they did. And I love them for that. But I don't have anybody this week. So it may just be you that's going to unmute. And if you want to step up and say anything, then just put that in the chat bar. And Brian, somewhere on the other end, will unmute you. So before we get to all the unmuting, I have to say that this week, I wanted to talk about psychological vigor and the gut-brain axis. And we are going to talk about definitely psychological vigor. But the gut-brain axis, I was going to go in depth with Dr. Sean Talbot, who is a brilliant nutra psychologist, right? He does nutra pharmaceuticals. He is a brilliant mind in formulating products that help us heal our body to then improve our mental cognitive functioning. Well, I just found out about 3 minutes before we went live that Sean is not available today. Oh my God. So I'm like, okay, here we go. Just one of those stress resiliency tests. And you know what? It's okay. He's going to join us next week. He's going to be on fire next week with us. So it's all going to work out as it should be. But again, here I am, not fooling anybody, not fooling myself. So what I want to talk to you about to start is this idea of psychological vigor. Last week, we talked a lot about chronic stress, and I want to hear your questions. So if you put your questions in there as I go along, I might have to put on my little reading glasses because I am 55 and I cannot see very close anymore. So there it is. But what I want to talk about, psychological vigor, is this term that I've heard Sean talk about. And psychological vigor is a psychology term that is really, it embodies or encapsulates well-being from our physical, mental, and emotional standpoint. And I've really grasped onto this term because I love what it states. And psychological vigor is a combination of physical energy, emotional stability, and mental acuity. Now, I had to sit with the mental acuity. I'm like, what does that really mean? And the way I would define mental acuity is mental flexibility, right? So growth mindset and mental clarity, the ability to see and know what's happening right here and now. So not being behind that veil of brain fog, to be right in the moment, right here, right now, in what you are consciously experiencing. Mental acuity, emotional stability, and physical energy. What Dr. Sean Talbot defines as psychological vigor, he says it is the opposite of burnout. What is burnout? Burnout is the adrenal fatigue, number two, that I was diagnosed with last January. That kind of started this whole thing. Adrenal fatigue too, we can also talk about burnout as being just the effects of stress, chronic, everyday stress, that's as opposed to acute stress, right? Acute stress is when something immediate happens to us that stimulates our body or activates our stress response to respond in the moment. Like when the car cuts you off on the highway, that's acute stress. Chronic stress is that kind of slow burn stress. So another adjectives that I'm going to talk about my personal chronic stress, and then I'd like to hear from you all. My burnout, what it felt like for me was exhaustion, a feeling of being separate or lonely, weight gain, cravings, lack of sleep or interrupted sleep, and I would say mild depression and anxiety over how I was putting myself out there in the world. So let's get some polls from you guys. What does burnout feel like for you? How has it emerged for you? And then how we're going to talk about some of the psychological and physiological strategies that are getting us into psychological vigor or the opposite of burnout. So go ahead and throw some of this stuff in the chat bar and let's see what we have. If you want to unmute and give us a 1 minute synopsis of burnout and psychological vigor, how you've experienced that, go ahead and just let us know. So if you want to jump on, go ahead and unmute yourself. Colleen said that she feels more reactive and more responsive or edgy. Oh God, that word edgy. Like, who doesn't feel edgy when you feel burnt out? Like the edges of your nerves are frayed. And there's just, you're just kind of living on fumes is how I've felt in the past. Psychological stress, feeling disconnected or draining. Madness, part of burnout. Jewel asked, I think madness, depends on how you define madness. I think a madness is just kind of anxiety over everything where you're not even sure how people are reacting to you. A lack of confidence, that's something I've absolutely experienced as well. Lauren said a heaviness and not wanting to get out of bed, turning to food and alcohol to distress. Yes, to de-stress. So that's a really great point, Lauren. And I want to talk about stress for a moment here in the two capacities of stress. Because I think that when we talk about stress often, we think of all stress as bad. There's a fantastic book out called The Upside of Stress by Kelly McGonigal. She's a researcher at Stanford. I read it a few years ago. I highly recommend it. And what Kelly McGonigal says and reminds us is that not all stress is bad stress. In fact, we want to be challenged in life, in relationship, physically, mentally, emotionally. We want to press up against boundaries. And that's how we adapt and grow. But the problem for me is I have understood that. So I'm a push, push, pusher. Yeah, let's grow. Let's grow every day. A little more, a little more, a little more. And then I didn't realize that in the over pushing, I was actually exhausting myself. I wasn't allowing for recovery. So the two aspects of stress are eustress, EU stress, and de-stress, like Lauren just mentioned, or distress. Eustress and de-stress, or distress, you can say. Eustress are things that we do that offer us a really good challenge. So you go to your workout class, and your teacher is pressing you and prodding you to push just a little bit more, to go just into that state of burn, right? And your mind and your body's like, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to stick with it. Or you're working on a proposal or a presentation just like this, right? I'm like, can I really just not hesitate today? Well, it feels a little uncomfortable, but I know it's a challenge and I know it's going to help me to grow. That's eustress. That's good. And in fact, the flow research shows that when we push ourselves 4% more, 4 to 6% is like a good eustress range. If we push ourselves too much, we get frustrated. We can't do it. And if we don't do enough, then we may get bored. So eustress, start to think about your life in these two ways, eustress and de-stress. The distress is when we are burning the candle at both ends, right? I've been doing that for a long time. Overworking, overtraining, over-nurturing, over whatever it is that you're doing. What are some of the ways that you have been over stressing, you know, over worrying, over, I don't know, you tell me, anybody, what are some of the ways that you've been overdoing? So today in talking about psychological vigor and the opposite of burnout, I'd love to hear from you what some of your strategies have been as well. Last week, we talked about two major areas, and I'm going to review them today, and I'm also going to expand on them. They were the body and the brain. And how do we use strategies of body and brain to reverse the effects of this burnout or stress? And then we're going to get into the biome a little bit, because that's what I promised this week. And Dr. Sean will join us next week once again. And I'm going to move also into using nature as a way to reverse that psychological, the burnout, and move into psychological vigor as well. So back to this whole idea of sharing. Okay, I want to share completely with you. I do not want to hesitate. For the last 15 years of my career, I've been very concerned with not with promoting my business, with having a public role as a leader, as a wellness professional, if you will. And starting today, I just want to let those walls crumble. I don't want to have to carry anything, any baggage. And I want to just really tell you what's working for me and what I know to be true. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to practice yoga every day. You don't have to meditate every day. You don't have to do anything every day. The best thing to do is to trust yourself. To trust yourself and to trust that your body will tell you what you need today. And so that's where I really want to start from with you all. Can we just listen? Listen first to our bodies, to what it's asking for to eat, to sleep, how much rest, how much pause, to what our bodies are saying as far as movement. You know, maybe you just don't need to work out today. Maybe what you need is a walk in the woods by yourself with your dog. How about that? With no music, nobody to talk to. Now, I really, really believe in the way I've been healing myself. Now that in the last 7-8 months, I've been kind of come clean with myself. I have pulled back, guys. I have pulled back the overtraining, the overpracticing. And I've really slowed it down so I can hear. And I believe that I'm finally able to really hear what my body's asking for, which is a whole lot less than I thought, and which is a whole lot less than I've been selling for years, right? It's a whole lot less. So my mission, and I've said this publicly before, what breaks my heart is seeing us not living our best lives, is seeing us suffering in silence. And as I was saying that years ago, I was suffering myself. So my mission is to help us bring this all forward and for us to talk about it. So let's talk about the body and brain. And I want to see, again, if you want to come live, right? This may be your challenge for the day, just to unmute yourself and to share with us maybe something that's been triggered in the last 15, 20 minutes that I've been talking about. Lauren is saying some of her strategies is social connection, breath work, hikes. I love it. Learning podcasts, right? And Colleen is saying, yeah, hallelujah to not overdoing and overworking and overtraining. So let's start with the breath when we talk about the body. So what I'd like us all to do right now, if you can, uncross your legs. If you're driving, just, you know, keep driving, keep your eyes open. I feel like I've been on speed a little bit, so I'm going to slow myself down. Just place your feet on the floor and your hands on your knees. You can close your eyes. That's always nice. We take in so much stimulus visually. In fact, our eyes are processing Some say 10 million bits of information per second, which is the most of all our senses, are our eyes. So just closing our eyes can start to move us into recovery. It can start to turn that wheel of suffering. So just even closing your eyes for a few minutes can change everything. And now just bring your attention to your breath. So we turn our attention inward in a very loving way. We turn our attention to ourselves in this act of loving kindness to say, I hear you, I see you, and I am making my state of being the most important aspect of my life right now. And while your attention is turning to your breath, start to deepen your breath. And allow that exhale, your exhale, to deepen. So doing this simple act of kindness to yourself, you're starting to shift your state from the activated stress state to a more balanced state of clarity and calm. The biggest lever that we have, the most powerful lever that we have in our own wellness is the breath. At any given time, we have access to shifting our state from frazzled to flow, from more a chaotic state to a state of calm and clear. And the magical thing about our breath, when we come into this rhythmic, coherent breath, is that we can do it anywhere. While we're driving, while we're walking, in a meeting, while we're cooking, anywhere. And I feel like it's something I want to scream from the top of buildings, right? Just tune into your breath. Just find the coherent, deep, rhythmic breath. Now, I've known this and I've practiced it for a long, long time, but I've also not trusted myself. I've not trusted that this could be one of the key tools in my day-to-day life to help me not suffer in silence. So you can open your eyes. And hopefully you feel somewhat shifted. If you do, please note, give us a little thumbs up or tell us on the chat bar. You could do this on your phone as well, everyone. I love the engagement. So in fact, I'm asking you, engage with me so that I don't feel like I'm sitting here alone. By the way, I'm in a hotel room in Dayton Beach, Florida. Right? Isn't that where I am? I think that's where I am. Psychological vigor is that increase in physical energy. It's the feeling of being more emotionally stable. And it's the sense of having that mental clarity or flexibility. Oh, I'm in Daytona Beach. Thank you, Brian. I knew Dayton Beach wasn't the right town. I am on this southern tour, by the way, for the next 4 weeks, coming to you from different places in Florida. So Julie said she couldn't drop down. She is, I know you're in the middle of your workday, Julie, and I know that that's hard. And I have felt that. What happens when we're in our work day, and it can be work at home day, right? This doesn't mean you have to be in an office. It's hard for us to get unjacked, right? I'm a little bit jacked as well, Julie, so I feel you. But we can slow it down, even a little bit. The burnout happens, everyone, when we don't allow ourselves to recover. The burnout happens, and it's this invisible gas that we breathe all day, and it becomes our normal way of being. It happens when our nervous system revs up and stays revved in a heightened state of that sympathetic stress or that de-stress. When that happens, our body becomes accustomed to being jacked, and we forget what it feels like to be in our natural state of clear and calm. And this is what I write about in my book, On the Verge. I know this, but I still was unable to live it fully. So I'm saying that honestly. And I felt it at times. But again, the invisible gas was getting stronger. So much so that I forgot my own words of wisdom. The stuff I put in print in a book. And so I stopped believing in the breath. And I stopped believing in the yoga practice. And I stopped believing in my meditation practice. And I started to really suffer in silence, becoming exhausted, retracting from the world, feeling disconnected and lonely. And so now I'm here to walk by your side as I get well. I want us to heal side by side. So this is as much for me, folks, as hopefully it is for you. So let me see some of the other things that you're saying. Some of you at work, you need to, Anne says, learn to not feel guilty. Thank you, Anne, about taking the time. Can we get over this together? Right? This guilt thing, it's got to stop. Because we're killing ourselves. I am killing myself by running myself into the ground as a workaholic. Body and breath. The key things that we can do is to move our body every day. And I'm going to say this, and I hope that you hear it. And this is something I do trust. Movement is movement is movement. This isn't about calorie burn. This isn't about the yoga butt, right? This isn't about having the six-pack abs. This is about getting blood flow through your body to all aspects of your body, to every cell. When we move our body every day, and last week I shared the resources, that Spinal Six. Let me know if any of you tried it. Moving our spine, throwing your arms around, dancing, putting on a song, and just dancing while you're cleaning, while you're making your bed. Move your body. Enjoy every aspect of movement. Walking and stretching and dancing and lifting and whatever you can do. This is how we have that psychological vigor or that mental fitness. Get over the fitness industry. I've been involved in the fitness industry for 40 years, and we have been duped to believe that we have to train an hour a day. It's just not true. Research shows the Mayo Clinic, Harvard Medical School, 15 minutes of vigorous exercise. And vigorous exercise can include vacuuming, FYI. 15 minutes of vigorous exercise is enough. Now, is that enough every day? No. We want to challenge ourselves, right? We got to push the 4% and do a harder exercise routine. But to not feel guilty anymore about not being at yoga every day or in the spin class every day or at the gym every day or whatever it is, 15 minutes to get the blood flow going. My friend Chris Conway of Your Health Solutions, a brilliant guy who knows so much about the natural solutions for health. He says the most important thing for our full health is blood flow, getting the blood flowing. Okay, so next, I'm going to say, move your body, breathe. Find time every day to dedicate to balanced breathing. Because what you're doing is training and teaching your diaphragm, which is a muscle, to breathe deeply. So right here as I'm talking, everybody, start to balance your breath once again. Most of us are chest breathers. What happens when we're chest breathers is we don't exhale fully. When we don't exhale fully, the muscle that is responsible, mostly responsible for our breathing mechanism, the diaphragm, atrophies. When I learned this, I was like, holy shit. Oh my God, I never thought of that. When your diaphragm atrophies, guess what happens? It's not as strong. When your muscle isn't as strong, it's not going to, time and time again, do what it needs to do in the most optimal way. It's like when your abs, your core gets weak, right? Your whole posture goes off. When your diaphragm goes weak, your breathing becomes less strong and less habituated to deep breathing. So, movement and breath. You know this. You're intelligent people. I know this. I'm an intelligent woman. But I lose the trust in those simple techniques. Body and breath. Okay, next two, silence and stillness. Taking only even as few as 2 minutes of stillness will help to shift you from a stress response to a more optimal coherent state. And when I talk about coherence, it's the balanced state of clear and calm. It is psychological vigor. It is mental fitness. So Finland did a study. Finland, like Finland, the country, right? Because they're so much more mentally well than we are in the US. And they did a study that showed just taking 2 minutes of stillness and silence has a profound effect on our nervous system. It shifts our state. So, what can you do after the meeting? What can you do before you walk into your house coming home from work? How about before you eat your lunch, or before your next meeting, or whenever, before the kids get off the bus? 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes in silence, and better yet, in stillness as well. You can call it meditation. You can call it mindfulness. You can call it deep breathing. You can call it just a freaking break. Right? Like Anne said, I feel guilty just even taking a break. It's called active recovery. And it helps us to turn that wheel of suffering so that we start to live in the opposite of burnout, in psychological vigor. I'm learning this too, my friends. I'm doing this with you. Again, if you want to unmute, tell me. Just tell us, or just unmute and say, hey, Kara, how about it? Let me talk, because I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Otherwise, it's just me talking, yapping. All right, we have movement. We have breath. We have stillness and silence, aka meditation, if you actively start noticing your mental patterns and your physical patterns. You can call that meditation. Next up is your body, your biome, your internal environment. Now, we were going to go in heavy into the gut-brain connection today. Like I said, 2 minutes before we went live, Dr. Sean Talbot, who was going to be on, and I crossed paths, our calendars crossed, right? It happens. And he's going to join us next week for sure. But I want to tell you a little bit about my gut-brain access, my relationship, and how it has been one of the gateways for me to recognize my burnout. So 7 months ago, I was driving cross-country with my husband, Brian. We were outside of Zion National Park, and I got a call from a friend who asked me to vet a company that is focused on mental wellness and the gut-brain access. And I vetted it so much that I ended up at headquarters with the CEO and Dr. Sean and the senior management team. And I quickly got very, very curious, because they were talking about the direct correlation between our microbiome, or our gut health, and the bacterial environment that we are. I don't want to say that lives in us, because we are a microbiome, and our mental wellness, and how by adjusting or balancing or improving our gut health, it can help us to feel better mentally. And so I got intrigued and I started taking their products, their mental wellness products. And within a month, I started to feel much better. It really became the beginning of this part of my journey, because I realized, holy crap, I've been living in brain fog. You don't know that you're in brain fog until you're out of brain fog. Does that make sense? I didn't realize the stress I was living in until I was out of it. So I needed something to kind of jump start me out of this trajectory of chronic stress. So I was starting to balance, or what's called modulate, my gut, my microbiome, gut microbiome. And this was starting to improve the access, the connection between my gut and my brain. And so the transmitters, the neurochemistry of my body was changing. It lifted my brain fog. My focus got better. And again, I thought my focus was pretty good. I'd been meditating for years, decades. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, holy crap, I've been pretty distracted. And then after about 5 weeks, I started to notice, and this is the honest truth. This is absolutely my experience, 100%. I started singing, like for no reason. I started to notice that I was happier. And the way I can describe it is that it felt as if somebody went into my dining room and turned up the dimmer switch, like just brightened me. And then after that, I started to feel less anxious. I felt more resilient. And while I've been learning about stress resiliency for years, I don't think I ever knew what it meant. I didn't know what it meant. Stress resiliency doesn't mean that you're never going to have inconveniences. It doesn't mean that the shit's not going to hit the fan, because it does and it will. But what I realized is that I wasn't being thrown off quite as far. You know, when I had an email from an employee that triggered me, or something happened with my kids, or just an inconvenience in the world or in the traffic or something like that. And so all these things started to happen. And that is when I was able to see the stress that I'd been living in. So, I talk about the cycle, the frog in the boiling water, right? The parable of when you throw a frog in a pot of boiling water, it will jump out. When you put the frog in the water and you let it simmer slowly, it just dies. So I was noticing now, being out of the pot that I had been slowly simmering in chronic stress. So what I want to end with today is, and what we will pick up with next Wednesday, is that we have the opportunity to modulate our gut microbiome. What we're learning now in science, in new science, so this is new stuff. You haven't missed the boat. This is what I thought. Oh my God, I missed the boat. No, we are just learning this now in the last 5 years through science. People have known this for a while. Is that through food, proper food nutrition, and my diet has changed a lot in the last 6 months to include a lot of whole food, to include fermented food, to include food that is anti-inflammatory, food that helps to flourish, to help the good bacteria flourish in my body. Food can only take us most of the way, I'm going to say. And then what I have experienced is through supplements, through this company called Amare, I'm just going to say it because I am passionate about it. And if you're interested, just put it in the chat and I will send you more info, that we can bring us all the way. We can go all the way to feel this psychological vigor, the opposite of burnout. We can feel more, have more mental energy, and we can feel more emotional stability, and we can have more mental acuity and clarity. So what Amare has done is it's formulated a very simple line of products that includes bacteria, right? The good probiotics to help us improve our mental functioning. So for me, guys, this has been the gateway, and I'm not shy to talk about it. Is it the reason why I've done this webinar series? Absolutely not. Would I like you to try it as well? Absolutely yes, because I am passionate about it and I know what it's done for me. So I'm just ending this today's episode, right? Today's series, to say, you know what? If anything I've said today has connected with you, if anything has made you nod your head like, yeah, sister, I feel you. I hear it. I feel it. I've been there, or I'm right there with you in the stress, in the hesitation, in the suffering and silence. Then I would say, just say yes in the chat bar and let's have a conversation. Because what I'm learning now is blowing my mind and changing my life. And what I know now is that my decades of teaching yoga has not been for nothing, because I believe in the practice of yoga. And in fact, I am back on my mat. Meditation, absolutely beneficial, 1,000%. Nature, being in nature, having good sleep hygiene, which we'll talk about next week, and this idea of modulating or balancing our gut microbiome, because it has a profound effect on our psychological vigor and mental fitness. I believe in all of it. And no amount of yoga, as I've learned, is going to get you all the way. And no amount of spinning or no amount of meditation is going to get you all the way. Food, number one, the best high quality food, is going to be the most impactful, as I'm learning now, finally. And then supplementation is going to give you the boost. It's like a rocket fuel to kind of catapult you out of the brain fog and out of the distress or exhaustion or feeling of just, you know, not having enough energy to do what you want to do. So there it is for this week. I thought this was going to go completely different. I thought we were going to have Dr. Sean. He is going to be on absolutely next week. So if you're intrigued, he's the expert and he is leading the way in the world when it comes to understanding how our nutrients and our micronutrients can help us be mentally well, can help us experience this psychological vigor. So please stay on if you have questions. I see that we're putting on some links on the chat bar, so check it out. And Kathy Greeley says, I receive my Amari products, and she is starting soon following her cleanse. Excellent. Well, I can't wait to hear your experience on these products as well. We are here to do this together. I'm not holding back anymore, guys, behind some veil of business owner. I'm not holding back behind some trying to appease experts. I'm definitely not holding back, worried that the critics are going to judge me, because I don't care. You like it, you don't like it, you judge it, you don't judge it. It doesn't matter to me anymore. I am on my way, and I hope that you will join me. Because you know what? As my friend Melissa said, and these are her words, and she is a delightful woman who has experienced the same thing that I've experienced as we are on this path of gut health. She said, you know, Kara, how do you explain amazing when you're not in it? And I had to think about that. How does one explain what amazing feels like when you're not experiencing it yourself? You got to just do it. And so I want you to feel it as well. And you've been here for a reason. You jumped on this webinar for a reason. So let's do this together. Send me your questions. Send me your comments. Send me what you want to hear about next week. And I am just delighted. And honestly, I feel set free. So thank you for giving me the platform to just set myself free. I can't wait to see you next week. Come with questions. Same time, same channel. Let's do this. Let's even bring it even harder next week. Take care, guys. I'm going to stay on for a few minutes if you want to chat. And let's play one more time. Take care. So I am on this southern tour, and I'm going to close with this. Brian and I are on this 4 to 5 week tour. We actually don't know. Driving down the coast, where we've made it to Florida. We're still in somewhat northern Florida. And we have met people along the way. Friends, old friends, new friends, friends that we're working with and partnering in this Amari business. Friends that I know from different parts of my life. And we are having a blast. And I am learning so much. So I look forward to continuing to share with you. You can continue to reach out to me, Kara Bradley, kara@karabradley.net. You can throw stuff in the chat. I'll leave it on for a while. And I'll also send you some more resources in the next 24 hours. I love you for joining me. I really do. And I hope that we stay connected. And please don't forget, if you didn't register for next week, to put yourself on that registration. We will see you next time. Thank you all. Namaste.